Zuzu, hello. Welcome to Northern Voices, celebrating ties to Minnesota's Northland, where I talk with folks from around Northern Minnesota about tradition, sustainability, and Indigenous and ancestral ways of life. I'm Leah Lem, your host and fellow Northlands explorer. Today, we'll be in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, just a couple miles from my house at a lovely spot shaded with trees and filled with the smell of bonfire. Right between East Rapids Elementary School and the local middle school is a plot of land dedicated to Indian education and many outdoor activities. So my son goes to Indian education and does their after-school drum and dance program. He learns to sing and play at the drum. He's learned some dance moves and always comes home happy and ready to share with us, his parents, what he's learned. One afternoon, I went to pick him up from drum and dance and found him in this open area between the schools with his drum and dance companions and teachers, running with a lacrosse or creator's game stick, making tons of noise, getting completely dirty in the spring mud, which I don't mind, it's good for him. And he had this look on his face that was so full of joy. As he walked toward me from across the field, disheveled with his backpack dragging, I could see he had brought me some samples of smoked whitefish. They were cooking it on site. It is a wonderful celebration of culture and Indigenous ways. I knew I'd want to bring my audio recorder at the next opportunity. So when Family Fun Night for Indian Education rolled around, I asked if I could include them on Northern Voices. Here we are, back on site, and there's a bunch going on. Maple sap is boiling, lacrosse sticks swinging, whitefish smoking, and there's a fire going. Plus, I hear rumor that Indian tacos are on their way. Today, we'll hear more about the whitefish smoking and plans for the space, but first, let's start at the maple sap harvest demonstration.
What we're going to do here is show you guys how to tap a tree itself. The first things you'll need is your bucket and your tapper. These ones are plastic. Actually, this is the first time I use these plastic ones, and I think they work just as good, really. So it's a pretty nice setup here.
Jiki Brown is leading the maple sap harvesting demonstration. He takes us through everything from identifying maple trees to making the maple syrup.
And you know, you got your bags and you got buckets. There's just so many ways you can do this. It's whatever way you find easy, it's up to you. The first thing we want to do is find a maple tree. This isn't a maple tree, this is my demonstration tree here. And you guys know what a maple tree looks like, or you guys seen one before? They kind of have, how they are, they don't have branches until they go all the way up. You'll see them. They kind of look like a broomstick or something, you know, a broom. At the tops, that's when they kind of branch out. That's one way you can tell, but there's different kind of maple trees too. You know, here's white. Excuse me, one moment.
I'll let him take that phone call. It's about the hamburger for the Indian tacos, so it's definitely a priority. When Mishiki comes back, we go through the rest of the process of drilling the holes and placing the taps and collecting the sap. It's all about learning and fun and tasty food here.
You actually can extract saps from about any tree. They just have different uses for it. So once we get all of our taps in, have everything start collecting, then we just bring it over here to our boiler. Now there's different ways you can boil it. You guys can come over here.
They have a large wood stove with a container of boiling sap on top of it. The steam clouds into the air as the sap gets rid of more and more water and gets closer to becoming syrup.
So once we do that, we do our second boil, get everything to where we want. The longer we boil it, the more moisture comes out. And that's where we get our, you know, your sugar candies or your just maple sugar, however you want it. It's really up to you. I never seen this go bad unless you really boil it and just ended up burning it. I mean, that's like the only thing, but it just takes time, basically, just like anything. Anything good takes time.
Absolutely. So Jessica Burbowski is also on site. She's the program coordinator for Indian Ed in ISD 318. And she tells me more about plans for the space.
We plan on putting a garden out here for all the students to come out and help us. We'll be preparing different kind of foods out here with the students. We plan on making traditional housing wigwams out here with the kids, so that they have an area just to come out to. If their teachers want to bring them out here to read, if their teachers want to bring them out just to look at it, like whatever they can do. We just want to have an area for all the students just to come, even community members to come out and just come out and relax, sit by the fire with their students, like do whatever. Mm-hmm. So we just have that kids outside and learning traditional ways and games and everything.
That's fantastic. And your kids?
My kids could live out here. They run around out here. We've been out here since this morning, boiling sap. They set everything up for us, and they love it.
So these are your kids?
They can just, yep.
So Jessica's kids are nearby, so I have to ask them about the youth experience.
Nice to meet you.
What do you like about this space?
It's nice, calm, a lot of space.
And what do you like to do here?
Play lacrosse. Uh-huh. Sit around by the fire and watch the sap boil.
Mm-hmm. Do you do some work here too?
Yeah, I help stack wood and help bring the drum out here and set up some tables.
Excellent. I like stacking wood too. What's your name?
Rihanna.
Rihanna? Cool, nice to meet you.
That sounds like a wonderful day to me. So, as I mentioned earlier, also on the menu is smoked whitefish. There's a structure that looks like a small shed, but it's much more than that. It's in the process of smoking whitefish. Here's Jessica again.
Back in the day, this is the story we told the kids. Before there was any McDonald's, the kids could not understand this. That before we got to go to grocery stores, I would tell them, they're like, what? Are you lying to us? I said, we had to catch fish, go out and hunt, gather berries. And I said, 24 hours ago, I put our whitefish into a brine that I made with lemon juice and all that kind of stuff. I usually cut like the heads off and the tails off before I put them in, but I just didn't with these guys. So I put them in this brine, and I'll cut off the heads and the tails, and then I'll just kind of flay them open a little bit. These ones are for tomorrow's. Then I take them. Bruce made this awesome little smoker. This is how my fillets will look. Yum. When I cut down the fish. But once the fish is done, most of the kids that taste it really, really liked it a lot. And it was their first time, some of them their first time tasting any kind of fish even.
Can you talk about the brine?
So the brine that I used was, I mixed it up with, it's brown sugar, salt, onion powder, garlic powder, pepper, lemon juice, Worcestershire sauce, I always cannot say it, and warm water. And so I mix it up so that all the seasonings dissolve in it, and then it turns into this brown, like little kind of mucky little thing, but it's wonderful brine. I have fried bread tacos out over there for you guys. You guys can have a taco, sit around the fire. Hopefully Marvin will sing us a song.
Yes, he's been singing
awesome. All day. Oh, thank you.
Yes.
So feel free to come over and grab a taco, sit around.
Yes, so please excuse me while I get in line for Indian tacos. Chimiguich, Mishiki Brown, and Jessica Bobrowski, and Rihanna, and the rest at Indian Education for making a memorable learning environment. I'm Leah Lem. Thank you for joining me for Northern Voices. Northern Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Musical Flourishes brought to you by Sam Miltich. And thank you to team member Aaron Warhol for the extra listening and guidance. Gigawabamin, and see you soon.